Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.97 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 1,731 feet west of Park Avenue. The 911 address is 22592 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. The tax map is District 134. For map 15, parcel 79.03. Submitted into the record is a staff analysis. The applicant did provide a site plan. We also received comments back from the service level evaluation from DLDOT that stated a TIS is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that noted that the property is not located within a sewer district. So they will not be connecting to sewer, and that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. Give us your name.
Good evening. Richard H. Bell III and my wife Jennifer Bell. And we reside at 7 Blue Heron Drive in Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
My primary business is clean-cut interlocking pavers, and we specialize in interlocking pavers and swimming pools, and we use a tremendous amount of crushed concrete base underneath all of our work. So we always wanted to be green, and we rip out so many concrete patios, and my dream was always to be able to crush up concrete that we rip out of people's yard and put it right back in the base underneath the pavers that we do. Save landfills and be green and recycle. So that's what we're here for. It's as far as the crushing operation goes, this is not a daily thing at all where we're going to run this crusher every day. We actually, the unit itself has a sprinkler system on it, which is for the dust control, but we also learned that when we crush in the rain, that it just makes it even that much nicer, and when it's raining, we're usually not able to do our normal work, so that was one thing that we liked. My one neighbor to the west of us is Susan Van Verst, and she has signed a, she did a statement and a letter signed here that I'd like to present to you in favor of the application.
You would give that to our attorney or director there?
Yep, thanks.
It just basically says, just because there's one copy, I can hand it down.
But that's fine. What's it say?
She writes a letter in support of the operation and the concrete crush machine, which is on Mr. Bell's property next to hers. As a neighbor who lives on the property, she's not bothered by the crusher operation. She's not noticed any ill effects from its operation. It's not excessively noisy, nor does it create any dust. And she's in favor of granting permission to operate the crushing machine during normal business hours.
Okay. All righty. Go ahead.
So there's only a few dump trucks a day that enter in, dump material, and leave.
Okay.
So it's not a lot of traffic at all. And it's not our primary yard. So it's like a satellite yard where we like to store our fiberglass pools there, dumpster containers. We have dumpster trucks that have dumpster containers, and then just our raw materials of pavers and stones, sand, concrete, and basically it. I think we've outlined on the site plan a lot of conditions with hours of use and. We're flexible with making sure everybody's happy with what we're doing.
All right, then. Let's see if, appreciate your comments. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So about how many, do you, do the material come in on dump trucks or tractor trailers?
Mainly dump trucks. I know one buddy of mine does have a tractor trailer and has brought it in there once or twice.
For the most part, it's 10-wheelers, triaxles.
Yeah, triaxles, yeah.
And the equipment, the crusher, what horsepower is that?
It's a very good question. I think it's 275 horsepower.
And does it and it has water on it?
Yes.
For controlling the dust?
Correct.
Multiple places?
Yep.
Does it do a good job on that?
It does an amazing job. But when it's raining and you have that, you have zero dust whatsoever.
Now how about controlling the dry days when the trucks are coming in and out dumping the material?
Yep.
Do you have any plans for controlling that dust if that's an issue?
Yes.
How will you do that?
I plan on purchasing a water truck to water down the road as needed.
And what hours of operation?
I would like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. As far as just coming in and
dumping
and using our yard. As far as the crushing operations, I'd be happy to start crushing at 9 a.m. and end by 4 p.m.
Do you need to crush on the weekends, or can you do that during the week?
During the week.
How about a sign on conditional uses? What's the deal on signs?
32 square feet.
2 square feet. Right. Do you need something like that?
Yeah, there's a 4x8 sign. Yep, on the property right now.
I think that's all the questions I have.
Okay, Stevenson.
Will you, with this conditional use, would be ramping up for more, or are you just? Is this just to get in compliance with what you're already doing?
No, this is what we're doing. It's not going to get any bigger as far as more trucks or anything like that.
Okay.
If that's what you mean. Yeah.
I'm sure as a business you're hoping to grow, but yeah, that's
yeah.
What I was.
Yep.
My question was immediately. All right, thank you. That's all I had.
Okay, thanks. Stratson.
Yes, your crushed product. You'll use that at different job sites, I'm guessing. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep, so it produces a crush-and-run material, mm-hmm. 3/4 inch with fines in it, and it makes an excellent base. We found that it sets up even tighter than crush-and-run because of the powder in it. Just
okay.
When it gets wet again, it almost just turns into concrete again.
Right.
So we've had a great success. We were purchasing all of our crushed concrete from Ritter that does the same operation in Lewis, and it's good material.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
Yeah, just obviously your business is growing from the original conditional use, so is this additional employees, are you adding additional employees to run this equipment, or they just reuse the current employees?
I've hired one new guy to learn the crusher machine, go to school on it, maintenance on it, understand every ins and outs about it so he can run it safely. And then the operator that is feeding the crusher is our operator that digs our swimming pools for us.
And what's your total employees at that park at your place and work for you?
With everyone in the office and in the field, there's about 20 people.
I didn't count the number of parking spaces on the site plan, but do they have enough to know?
They would have to comply if the conditional use is approved, because they'd have to come back through this with a site plan.
Okay. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Ms. Walls, any questions?
None for me. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None. Thank you.
Counselor?
Two. Just so we're kind of clear, is the crushing machine, is it going behind the proposed equipment maintenance and storage building?
Yes.
Back sort of where the bins are?
Correct.
Okay.
All the way in the back of the property. And a concrete crusher is definitely different from a big wood chipper grinder. Mm-hmm. There was a little confusion when EF first came to the site, and there was talks about us grinding wood and that. I want to make it very clear, we do not, crushing concrete does not put wood through this machine whatsoever.
Okay.
And we don't plan on chipping wood or anything like that. A wood chipper has way more torque and horsepower than a concrete crusher and is extremely more louder than a concrete crusher. And I think Mr. Keller visited the site the other day, and my foreman ran the machine for him just so he could hear it and sort of get a feel for it.
Yes.
But when you're at the front of my property and the concrete machine is in works, you can't even hear what's going on in the back of the property. The highway makes more noise than the concrete crusher.
But the crusher is actually located even further back than the storage yard. The storage yard's about 60% back, but the crusher right now is almost back where the stormwater pond's going to be.
Yeah, it would be right before the stormwater.
Oh, so that's where it would be, even further back. Then.
Right, okay. Right.
Because he's stockpiling. He's stockpiling the crushers in the very back.
And then my other question, because the first conditional use lapsed, and you made the statement, I just want to make sure that we're clear, it's because there was conditions that were associated with that preliminary approval. You're okay with those to the extent they're not inconsistent with what we talked about?
I'm good with all the conditions that were set first. And there was confusion with that first application, if I could just join on that for a second. So after my original conditional use got approved in 2007, I got hurt, and my plans to do stuff on the property slowly were delayed. But we always were dumping concrete on the property for the last 7 years, dump truck loads, and never piling it up like you see now. And then, I got a notice of violation when I allowed somebody to park some cars on the property, and that was in 2014. And we never knew that the conditional use actually expired or that we had to do the final site plan, and then when you got a violation for a conditional use, it almost was like, okay.
That's fine, and that wasn't the reason I asked the question. You'd said that you were good with those conditions. I just wanted to make sure, because there's the hours are a little bit different, but generally you're okay with everything that's on there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I need.
Anything
to know.
Else?
Nope.
Are you good?
One more thing.
Sure.
The unit is a mobile machine, so long term we may, if there's a job that we can crush on site and take the crusher to the site, we would love to be able to do that. Obviously, we would follow all local permits.
Yeah. That's
this unit has to be registered with DENREC, and anywhere I take this machine, I need a DENREC permit. So.
The mobility of the unit isn't anything that we would have any jurisdiction over.
Okay.
So, good luck with that, and I certainly appreciate your efforts to comply with with our ordinance. And with that, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right, thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2083?
Gentleman right up front.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on up. If you give us your name, you may have the floor.
Thank you. My name is George W. Dick. I live at 22637 Lewis Georgetown Highway, approximately across the street from Mr. Bell's operation.
Okay.
Contrary to what I heard here, there is a dust problem now, a considerable amount of dust. And there is a sign at the entrance from Park Avenue going into Georgetown that says no trucks over two axles, with the exception of local delivery. They are enforcing that end of the Route 9 in Georgetown at this time. I went out to the highway department and asked them about what they were going to do about it. And they said they were waiting on planning and zoning hearing. But they seemed to think that they, no trucks over two axles would take care of it. Now there are trucks coming in. Mr. Horsey's been hauling concrete in steadily for the last 2 months. Macklin Demolition is hauling concrete in, and some landscaping companies. There's a lot of concrete coming in. This picture nowhere represents what concrete's on the property now. I don't know what they said that the water is going to keep the dust down. Where is the water runoff going to go? That's one of my concerns. My concern is the traffic, and my other concern is the sports at the beach. This is a pretty nice facility, sports at the beach. A lot of people take advantage of it. There is a lot of calcium in concrete, and there's a lot of dust and dirt and noise. It's certainly going to affect the sports at the beach. I can't see kids playing out there on that ball field with a cloud of dust blowing across the field. I just don't see that happening. There's a lot more concerns to be taken. This is a business being operated or has to be operated in an agricultural residential area, and I don't think it fits that description in any way, shape, or form. The dust at this time is, I have a fountain out in my front yard, which is a pretty large fountain, and I normally clean it about once a month. But since these trucks have been running in and out, it's about an every 2 or 3 week operation now. There is a lot of dust and dirt. And the trucks turning in are causing a traffic concern at this time. Last Friday, I had a man from New York who missed the turn at the sports at the beach, and they used my driveway as a turnaround. He was sitting there waiting to get it back out on the highway to go to the sports at the beach, and another man missed the antique shop, and he came in the other driveway. So I've got two cars sitting in my driveway waiting to get out on Route 9. Mr. Horsey's got a 10-wheel truck sitting up the road with traffic blacked up to Route 9 or Park Place Avenue. And here comes my wife home for lunch, and she can't get into the driveway or can't get in the yard anywhere. Now, traffic is bad out there, and this would have to be taken into consideration. I think that about sums it up.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Mr. Bell, I'm going to ask you to come back up, if you would, please. Mr. Bell, I would like you to address, if you would, the issue with the dust once again. First of all, have you had any complaints from any other neighbors, as the folks that supports the beach? First of all, have you been crushing while they're playing ball?
No, absolutely not. And I would never crush when we're playing ball. So weekends, or it can be a stipulation that field game.
You do understand that we have the ability to place that stipulation on your application.
I'd be completely fine with it, yeah.
And you're okay with that.
Right. Yep. And then there's been zero dust complaints, to my knowledge. And Susan can attest to that.
Okay. All right. I don't have anything else. Anybody else? Anything else for Mr. Bell? All right, sir. Thank you. All right. Once again, is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2084, Term 2, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district.